right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
I almost didn't make it here today in time, Chad.
What?
Wow. I went to go fall into the gap because Kerry had these cool skate pants and he said that they're the best for skating. So I sped down there thinking I could make it back. Ran into this homeboy. He's like, yo, you guys leave a van? And I was like, yeah. He's like, yo, sign something. And he's like, put it to ALG. I'm like, who? ALG. So yeah. I put Air G, A-I-R, and then G. He's like, no, not ALG. I said ALG.
ALG.
And I was like, how do you spell it? He's like, ALG. G. I'm like, oh, LG. Okay.
Oh.
So it took me a little bit longer.
You fell into the gap?
They didn't have the pants that I wanted.
Fall into the gap.
And then, dude, when I was in sixth grade, this black kid, Monte, was sitting next to me, and he just gets up, and the teacher's like, Monte, where do you think you're going? Gotta take a piss. My dick hurts. And then he just walks off holding his dick.
That was Monte Williams.
And then in seventh grade, this kid, Artie, who was sitting next to me, he's like, yo, man, fuck this test. I ain't taking this high hair, ma. It's high hair. And then the teacher's like, listen, Artie, we all have to deal with this. You don't got to deal with shit. You got a fan blowing up in your face, man. It's high hair, ma.
High hair, ma.
It's high hair, ma.
Hot in hair.
And her. Oh, man. It's hot in her.
Her.
All right, we got Stingy Titties in here, Shit Goose.
Yeah.
Alex, the Ice Cream Man, Red Mohawk Jeff, Jacasso.
How do you do?
CIG, and Missy.
Yo, that's ill.
Yeah, we went to the Philadelphia Zoo yesterday, and we got to pet cheetahs.
Cheetahs aren't jealous.
Because Ryan Dunn's girlfriend knew someone, so... they let us go in the back and pet the cheetahs. And I thought that they were growling at us, but they're like, no, they're just purring. Yeah. They were going.
But remember, we couldn't pet their feet.
Yeah, if you pet their paws, they'll freak out.
Yeah. That was cool, though.
Then I pet a rhino.
Named Tony.
Then it took a shit. Then I still kept petting it. And then we went and got French fries. And then I ate them with my hands. And I realized that I could probably get some kind of salmonella or something.
At least it wasn't that YouTube. We saw the elephant fucking a rhino.
I know salmonella. Ew. Good guy. Good guy.
Did you ever look up the Leslie monkeys?
Leslie monkey sex.
That's disgusting.
That is insane. Oh, but the rhino, you can like shoot a bullet at it. It's like bulletproof skin. It's
dude,
like,
his skin is like bulletproof.
Like, I'm literally serious. It's like
LG.
LG.
Do you ever look up Tree Man on YouTube?
Dude, that shit's fucking disgusting.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, don't look up Tree Man on YouTube.
That means everyone is.
It's disgusting.
Fucking vomit.
This guy has so many, like, callus herpes marks all over his hands that they just ballooned up.
What's wrong with that?
Like, a foot long.
Dude, he looks...
And it started growing bark.
Yeah, it's the stump of a tree on his hands, his feet.
It's fucking insane.
Who's that, Pete Doherty?
No, Tree Man. Oh.
Tree Man. I'm going.
They're in, like, the Philippines or some shit. There's a whole colony of weird, freaky tree people.
When we were at the zoo, before we even went in, like, the first thing you see is monkeys, and Dunn walks up because he's waiting for me to park, and this couple comes up that's, like, 30-something, and all he hears is, man, we should have took some shrooms or weed or something before we came here, man. Maybe it would be more fun. Hey, monkey, come here. And Dunn just looked at him, and he just shook his head and walked off.
Jesus.
Man, we should have took some shrooms or weed or something before we came here. Maybe it would have been more fun. Hey, monkey, come here. And then this other kid who was next to us, like, hey, sweetie, come and check out the otters. Boring.
Boring.
Boring. You little fucking brat.
That's what Darren said. He was on the way to a roller coaster with everybody. And he, like, fucking dickhead says on the way to the roller coaster.
No,
boring.
No, Darren's in the roller coaster going up when it's like click, 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 click. Boring. It has to be boring. It didn't even start yet.
He's got to let everybody know it doesn't scare him.
That's a cool guy.
Tree Man, is he Filipino? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay, I gotta hear him. We'll figure it out.
Tree Man.
Is it worth listening to?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
In November last year, the fate of this Indonesian man seemed uncertain.
Dude, look how
he was suffering
minging
from an extreme form of
whoa
condition.
Oh my god, dude, look at that.
In most cases, the virus causes
Tree Man
small
on YouTube
warts, but in this case, gnarled roots began to sprout from the man's hands and feet.
His feet look like
he
trees.
He explains how his condition developed.
Ew.
Fucking.
I felt itchy in some warts.
He surely doesn't have much of a personality.
I neglected it.
He's married?
And then growth started appearing quickly.
Well, how does this happen?
Herpes. Ask Novak.
Nah, that can't be herpes.
Nah, I don't think it's herpes. I think
his condition had a massive impact on the life of the 35-year-old, known by the name of Dede.
Dede.
He was sacked from his job, deserted by his wife, and shunned by neighbors. He even joined a freak show in a nearby city in order to earn some money to support himself.
Yeah, why not?
People refer to him as the Tree Man of Java.
Legend.
Man.
6 months later, and things appear to be looking up for Dede.
Dude, he actually has
after
bark
his story was
growing
featured in a documentary, an
must
American
not,
doctor
must
became
not feel
involved
too good
in
to
the
jerk
case.
Off.
Ew.
Dr. Anthony Gaspari from the University of Maryland believed Dede's condition could be cleared up using daily doses of a synthetic form of vitamin A.
Would you let him finger
doctors
you?
Doctors in Indonesia, on the advice of Dr. Gaspari, began treating the skin disease in February of this year.
Dude, I don't
since
know.
Since then,
that's
Dede has undergone 4 operations, which have allowed him to do things he never thought
he's
possible.
He's dialing a cell phone with
would
his
you let him tat the tush and pound the puss?
No. It would be confusing. It would be like,
past,
what's that when you have sex with animals? What's that thing? Bestiology. It would be like treeology.
Bestiology.
It would be like treeology.
Yeah, tree hugger.
Yeah.
Oh, man, did you see this rap battle on YouTube?
No.
Try to type in rap battle.
Oh, that's not going to come up.
You know what? I'm going to find this. In the meantime, I'm going to play, being it's Halloween, I'm going to play some
Monster Mash?
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ooh, remember yes. Remember what we watched last night? The girl rap song? Smell Yo Dick.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play that, too.
What the fuck track do you want to hear?
All right, I want to hear track 6. This is Heart-Shaped Glasses by Marilyn Manson, the new one, man.
Is it
Halloween.
New? Really?
Not that
and get
new.
Your CKY tickets down at the Note. TheNoteWC.com.
It's fucking awesome.
There's 30 tickets left, so get them.
All right, here it is. Ready, Ben.
All right.
Is it serious? Yeah. I'm serious. 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. We just found Smell Yo Dick.
Smell Yo Dick.
Dude.
What the fuck is this?
Just watch.
Are you serious? All right. I mean, is it some... All right. It's a rap video?
YouTube fun.
So is this a YouTube episode?
Where have you been? Let me smell your dick.
This isn't even comedy. It's real.
I know.
Oh, let me smell your dick or she's going to catch him cheating. Let me smell your dick.
You tricking in the club with dirty foot bitches. My girl was there, and she witnessed. She had a camera phone, she took pictures. You was on the dance floor grinding with a stripper hoe named Diamond. You was tossing hard, you was shining. Everything she drank, you buying. Fuck nigga, you need to stop lying. Before I get mad and pull out my nine. You
wanna do bitches,
fuck, then that's fine. But don't fuck hers and try to fuck mine. You keep telling me you ain't touch her, but some keep telling me you don't fuck her. And I ain't that bitch.
Yo.
wait a minute, hold up. See, that's up, bitch, get eyes swole up. And I don't give a damn what your homegirl seen. When I was in the club, what the fuck you mean? They ain't got no business hiring me like that. You ain't got no business trying me like that. I wasn't even feeling diamond like that. I was wildin', but I wasn't clowning like that. That's alright, that's okay. Don't ever believe what your homegirl say. A nigga like me, drink a lot of liquor, meet a lot of bitches, take a lot of pictures. I might drink bread.
They need to just repeat the chorus.
Yeah, that's all it needs.
You ain't let me. Yeah.
What's the song?
No bad.
Something's going on. Let me smell your dick.
All right. Novak in the house. Over there. Have
Novak, take that.
Get on Novak's regular mic. All right. Take it right away from Natalie.
Aren't you going to say out of stingy titty? Yo. Chad, type in, it's so cold in the D.
What the
it's
fuck?
The worst rap song on earth.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I was 5 minutes, I was, what, lately? Or
you're late. Put your fucking mic on, please.
I was, I did 120 the whole way up here, and I drove.
Yeah?
Pretty
you,
good.
You caught?
No, I'm above the law.
What are you talking about?
So you ate at the restaurant where I barfed all over?
Yeah, and then you know what? I talked to your parents so today, cool. And they were in that restaurant eating. But apparently, some girl saw...
Why was Abe and Phil down in Baltimore?
I told you. They're seeing a play or something.
Tonight?
Yeah.
They're going to see the psychic Lisa Williams.
Hi, Missy.
Hi,
oh,
Brandon.
They
is
told...
that smile for real, or do you still hate me?
It's real. We talked.
Good.
Wait.
We're fine again.
Yeah. They were at the restaurant?
That you barfed
and
at.
And what did they say?
Nothing. I was just talking to them about things.
Did the lady say?
No.
They didn't know. No. But the waitress told
what them. I heard, though, was... I heard it somewhere the other night. Like, yeah, Bam Margera was in Amici's, and he threw up all over the floor, and the girl looked at him, and he just said... That's just what I do.
Dude.
So what he does.
You made me come down. You made me wake up at 6 in the morning.
Thank you very much.
It was like a Friday night. Good. I was out till like 4 in the morning. I had to wake up at 6. I was feeling so shitty. I was sleeping the whole way down.
I was amazed that you made it. I owe you one for that one, man.
Go on a fucking parade.
Dude, you want to hear the funniest story ever? I go to with my buddy Jordan on the way up here. We stop at this tanning salon. They're just fucking smoking hot broad, right? And me and my girl are kind of going through, like, she just not breaking up, but we're just kind of trying to spend a little more time apart. You know what I mean?
You're trying.
So,
have you been hanging out with strippers again?
I'm ready. Because I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she wants to do. She don't tell me. She's like, we need space. I'm like, does that mean we're breaking up or not? So anyways, I'm in there, and this bitch is fine as fucking wine. And I sit down. He tells me he's talking to the girl that works there. So there's this broad standing behind the counter. And meanwhile, she's like, yeah, I heard you wrote a book or whatever. Did you bring me a book? I'm like, well, I'll bring you a book if
DreamSeller.com.
Thebook.com.
It's probably number one. If not, it's definitely number 12.
So listen, you know, listen. So 12 fucking thousand. So I'm like, I'm hitting on her, and then he comes up, and the girl that's back there goes out to smoke. And I'm like, wait, is this the girl that you're talking to? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, this is an awkward situation because I pretty much just been hitting on her for 5 minutes. And he walks up, and it was the weirdest thing. It was the worst thing ever. But I'm still down to be frisky.
This was today?
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago.
Novak, we can call a Delaware whore. She was just on Jerry Springer.
She was?
For yeah, what?
Which one?
Her and Leia went to... Her, Leia, and my buddy Joe went out to fucking Chicago to be on Jerry Springer.
What was the thing?
It was total bullshit. They were saying that Joe's been dating Becky for all... Or Delaware... whatever. It's fucking Becky. Everybody knows who she is. And then Leia came out saying that she fucked Joe, but it's cool because her and Becky and Leia have been hooking up for like 6 years and all this shit.
So who fought who?
No one really fought. Just Delaware Whore and Leia started making out all over Jerry Springer.
No way. And what did they like? Did they like send pictures of Springer like, and he thought they were hot?
Did it air yet?
Not Springer, fucking hasn't aired yet.
I'll let you know when it airs.
Oh, you got him.
Yeah, dude.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
She's not too.
I always wondered where they found those people to be on their shows.
I wondered too. I was gonna get. I couldn't even make it. They were gonna put me on once, and I told my chick. Well, someone called me from there, and I'm like, yeah, I tried to have sex with my mom and all this, and that didn't even make the show. And you get two hot bras in there to make out.
They
that
do
makes
a whole
show.
Season of you, dude.
Christ. Man. I don't know.
Did you find Cold in the D?
Yeah.
You gotta hear, dude, this is the worst rap song ever.
Okay.
It's so cold in the D. How the fuck are we gonna...
Oh, wait, this is the live version. Try to find the video.
The live version. It's like the YouTube episode.
What are you, an artist over here, Jay?
Gee, you love the YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
You love to YouTube.
You're YouTube.
I started getting into your book the other
What are you
night.
Up to? I'm
you
just like YouTubing it tonight. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I didn't know you were in it, slept in a Remix garage for the one. Longest time.
Yeah, man.
No, it's not that either.
But I'm like,
T-Baby hey, cover.
Might be coming again if me and her take time apart.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read the book until it was actually.
Scott,
how you doing?
Man. Dude, Kiki loves your fucking abs.
She would fuck the shit out of you.
Of course. She was doing it right in front of her boyfriend. Babe, can you please pretend I'm here?
And you know what he said when he was outside? I found out later. He's like, but you don't understand. I wreck house. Obviously not, asshole, because she's licking my buddy's fucking abs, slapping her pussy and fucking being a whore, making out with my girlfriend. Like, well, yeah, you're really fucking damage control, all right?
Yeah, I stood next to you guys talking for about 30 seconds before it felt so awkward. I just was like, I gotta get out of here, dude. I was just waiting for him to turn to me and start, you know, pleading his case. But, oh, she was trouble.
He just makes a shit ton of money. So now I'm just waiting to get, well, nah, I wouldn't fuck her, dude. She's barely 21. So, and she's already ran through, like, fucking probably, she hasn't fucked as many girls as I fucked, but she's fucked a lot of guys.
I heard her lineup, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Worst rap song in the world.
Who's it by? Common?
It's by T-Baby.
Who the fuck? It sucks already.
Who's this by?
Detroit?
It's so off key, man.
How the fuck we both meet peace?
Where'd you find it?
Where you can text her at TV.
Dude, the video is even worse than the song.
Oh my god.
Why would you YouTube it? Like a brother to me. Y'all you slang. Blaze the
tree. It's like crackhead TLC.
Oh, she's going far in the rap game, let me tell you.
Were they just dumping out 40s?
What's this filmed on?
Nothing. It's filmed on VHS.
It's so cold in the D.
That's the best line. No black person is thinking about this minging ass bitch.
The best part about it is that, like, you know how you always have, like, co-signers in the background, like,
she has
representing?
That one.
No, the ones that she has are, like, looking off camera. Like, you can tell they don't even want to be
they're
there.
They're smoking cigarettes outside.
Look at the dude in the red hat.
Oh, do you have it up?
Yeah.
The Detroit Detox Center?
Is that where it is?
She brought her kid along.
Yeah. It's just some like 10-year-old there.
What are they complaining about? That it's cold out there?
It's cold in Detroit.
And then she's fucking a black guy that's on her mind or something.
It's cold in Detroit.
The D.
The D.
So fucking bad.
Let me smell your dick.
It's so awful.
I like that one.
Let
better.
Me smell your dick. Oh, guess who I saw last night?
Who?
Who? My dad.
Where?
We had drinks together.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to fucking God.
Did it go well?
He's willing to sign the papers, too.
Oh,
which
well, it's too
late. But he is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Reprint it?
No, but I'm just... It's pretty ironic. I saw him when we had drinks.
Tell Jody Hotchkiss?
No, I haven't called him yet.
You just tell him.
Why? Can we? What can we change about
what
it?
What did he talk about?
Nothing. We just got shit
faced. We did drugs together.
No, we got shit faced. We got shit faced.
He had some Valium and I had some Xanax. We shared.
No, I haven't been doing any of that. He just did lemon drops all night.
What?
I know.
What'd you talk about?
He wouldn't recall the past. Well, at first I was shit faced drunk. I was drinking Crown on the Rocks, right? And I was furious. So I go to his door and I knock on his door.
Oh, because it was across the street.
Yeah, it's like right around the street corner from my house. So I walk to his house, I'm fucking furious, right? It's like 11, it's probably around 12 at night. I'm fuming. So I bang on his door. He's like, who's that? I'm like, it's your fucking son. My son, who? Brandon, you fucking idiot. And he said, what do you want? I said, I'll tell you what the fuck I want. And then his girlfriend, who fucking, you know, pays all the bills and he just lives with her, comes. And I was like, you want to know how I fucking got his number? I got his number because he still calls my mother and says that he loves her. And he said, let me put some pants on. I said, yeah, put some pants on. Come out here, motherfucker. So, like, I think we're going to fight again, but he's just too crippled and old. So then we decided it changed from that to going to the Valley View, which he lives right behind on the bar premises, and had drinks.
Did he say, let's go there?
Yeah. He totally changed the whole subject and me wanting to fight him.
What made you want to do it that night?
I was just furious. I just had enough.
Of what?
It's been on my mind forever, and you know that.
Yeah.
And it just was, and you know what? Like, I'm really not as mad as I used to be. And they say you shouldn't have resentments like that.
So is he your new drinking buddy?
I don't know. I wouldn't call him that. The motherfucker's a gimp. He can barely walk from there. He can't walk fucking 3 steps to the bar.
Is he still hopped up on crack?
I don't think so. I think on occasions. on occasions.
Like weddings, funerals.
special days.
Attractive.
So cold.
I'm playing a song. This is actually
what's the song?
This is Villa Vallo on guitar and me on drums.
No, shit. Oh, this is in your basement?
When did you record this?
Fucking
in your basement,
this
right?
This was in like 2001.
Right.
Please Don't Let It Go. It's called I'm on Drums. So if it sucks, that's why. Radio Babe Series 28 Facts.
Fuck you.
Let go of love. Let go of all we have. Don't let go of trust. Let go of lust. Let go of all we share. All we share.
That was Bill LaValle from him and me on drums.
Awesome,
I
dude.
Found that. I was just like sifting through old ass CDs. I was like, what the hell is this? There was a big hardogram on it. I put it in. I was like, holy shit, I thought I lost this.
You want to play drums for CKY? Jess is too busy with his other bands.
Yeah.
who was I calling that night? Lim Farrell?
Yeah.
Minnow?
Neil Fallon.
Neil Fallon and...
From Clutch. They're playing at the Note on the 22nd of November.
Ooh, CKY?
Yeah, no.
Oh, really?
Neil
Halloween,
Fallon?
No. Company band, Neil Fallon and Jess.
Are you jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm totally jealous. I'll be mixing the CKY record while Jess is out there.
See?
Fucking rocking around.
What you think of me on the drums, man?
I think, yeah. We recorded that in my basement. I've never even seen you play drums. I've seen you play guitar.
I don't, but...
What did you just hit, like two or three things?
Well, Jess always has drums around, so I know how to play a beat, but I can't do fills and all that shit.
Well, you played the beat to that song, mm-hmm. and it sounded proper, so you don't just know how to play one beat.
You've played drums.
No, but I can't do fills, like... all that shit. All
right. No, it was good. I liked it. It would have passed out for the real thing to me.
What do you mean the real thing? It is the real thing.
I'm saying from the real band.
Oh.
Why are you giving me a hard time, Chad?
I wasn't trying.
You did.
You're taking too much offense too quickly.
Hey, Chad, you know how I always get CDs from random kids, and most of the time it's like crappy-ass hardcore bands that are like 18-year-olds old, and they always like sing about nonsense like, the government is ruining everything.
Society sucks. Like,
how would some 18-year-old kid know about the government, and why would we want to listen to him?
Because he works at probably Starbucks, and he's just pissed at the world.
So last night, me and the Brandywine Neil and Jess, we mocked up the worst hardcore song ever called The Government. Here we go.
Is this how you truly feel about the government?
Yeah, keep us talking.
What track is it?
It's one.
Oh. This is what you guys were doing while I was mixing CKY?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And we tried to do it the worst ever.
Cool. I was trying to do the best I could, but good luck for you, dudes. Here we go.
The government.
Government?
Is there a name for this band?
You want to talk over it?
Crappy hardcore band. Yeah.
All right.
16-year-old hardcore band.
Fuck government! This fucking life's over!
I like it.
All right.
Fuck government! It's feeding us love! They gotta be stopped! Stand up!
Stop them.
The government doesn't one thing, but they tell us another.
They do one thing, but then they tell us another.
This is great.
And put it to my eyes, put it to an end. What's wrong with the system?
What's wrong with the system?
Fuck you now.
She always wanted me to make that song, so I made it last night.
That's awesome. You left the zoo early to record that. You're like, I gotta go. I'm like, where are you going?
Just because we always sing it, but we never have like a proper...
We always sing
that. Where did you go to the Philly Zoo yesterday?
We went to the zoo. I petted a cheetah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
They bite, don't they?
Huh?
No. They bite, don't they? They spit.
And then this one like old couple...
That's a llama.
This one old couple just done overhears him. He's like... Man, we should have took some weed or shrooms before we came here, man. Probably would have been more fun. Hey, yo, monkey, come here. That's what he said. Don just looks at him and goes, shakes his head, and then just walked off.
Dude, who went?
We went back to the otters. Dude, he's obsessed with the otters, man.
Because he is an otter.
I know. Yeah.
If you ever look up American Grizzly, it's like these hairy naked dudes. It's a... Hairy Fat Gay magazine, and they call people like Ryan Dunn otters. If you're skinny
what
and hairy,
do otters do?
If you're skinny and hairy, you're called an otter.
When we were at,
so you just had to be skinny.
He
and hairy.
He actually has a tattoo that says otter for life on his arm.
Bam! When we went to that out queue during the Jackass Takeover, the way it was explained to me by the big gay dudes on there is, if Phil was gay, he'd be a grizzly. If you were gay, you'd be an otter.
So I'm an otter too. All right.
What would I be considered?
A twink.
What's that?
I went to the mall with Jocasso, the King of Russia mall.
Shopping.
Everybody thought we were a gay couple. All the gay guys came up and can I help you guys with anything? But then I went into like Ralph Lauren and stuff, and they didn't recognize me, and I'm dressed all crappy. Like, can I help you? And it's so funny. Like, that's if you dress dark. Like shit and you go somewhere.
That's
like,
the best way to do it.
Yeah.
It really
if
is.
You're going to buy something
from
somebody.
Yeah, if you're not going to buy
remember anything. Remember when we all
if
went.
You don't buy anything, then they prove their point.
Yeah, exactly.
No, remember we went to FC Kerback like 5 years ago?
Oh, that was the best.
Ago?
You got laid out of the deal.
Oh, man. If I had that, but she was a smoking Asian, man.
I walked in. I was like, yeah, I want a purple Lambo, but maybe you could just paint that black one there. And I was like, yeah, I want it like now though. Can you get started? And then this girl was like, oh, can I get you guys any coffee? Coffee's not only a thing I want, babe. I want your number and I want you to come down and rub my shoulders.
And the guy selling the car.
And then she gave you the number and then you humped her that night.
Well, this is the guy selling the car was like, she can't be in here. And I have.
Well, then we ain't buying no car then.
We're not buying a car like it's my car. I'm like, well, we're not buying the car.
So she can't, like, okay. She can't be in here.
Huh? She can't be. Well, then we're not buying no car.
So she comes over.
Like
first.
Me and Novak are buying a car together.
So she comes over the first night. I do loads of drugs, couldn't perform. No, actually, I performed that night. She came over the second night, did loads of drugs, couldn't perform, and haven't heard from her since, man.
Did you do any with her?
Yeah.
Where?
In the bedroom.
I mean, where? On her?
Yeah, of course.
Where?
Have you ever did? I miss you, but I'm partake. So, but everyone's done it.
What, E?
Drugs off girls.
Oh, dude, you say that 90% of America has done drugs
who
off
here
girls.
Has done drugs
that
off
is such
girls.
A lie.
One, two.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Three.
Yeah, but go to Chad Ford Tavern where there's like older people. They'll be like, no, I never even seen anything. I don't know anything about it.
I guarantee. You can make the bet. I'll win it.
You hang out with strippers, dude.
You can take me anywhere you want.
So, of course, every night, 90% of your friends probably have done it.
You can take me anywhere you want to the oldest bar in town, and I can make it happen.
All right, I'll take you to the Whip down in Coatesville.
Let's go.
And what are you going to prove? What point are you going to prove?
I want to prove that I'll do drugs off her body while having sex. So what I'll prove.
A cougar?
Well.
A cougar?
What, the animal?
Don't you know the term?
Take him to Woody's.
A hot old lady is called a cougar.
No, I've never heard that in my life.
You didn't know what a twink is.
I was going to take you to cougar.
I don't know what a twink is.
You don't know? Night. That's a skinny, young-looking gay boy.
A twink?
Yeah,
oh, that's how it would be.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Only I'm not gay, unless you're going to give me $20.
Dude, Franz came down to film the other day.
I could suck a mean dick for $20.
Franz came down to film and bought him the other day. For $40, I ate dog shit that was on the ground, chewed it up, and swallowed it. It was the most disgusting.
For $40?
Most disgusting.
Did you film it?
Yeah.
Who's on that, Don and Murph?
Yeah, his fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his boyfriend?
I think. They're working on a script together.
Don and Murph, film reviewers, the YouTube film reviewers.
Those two guys.
But they get a lot of hits. We get a shitload of hits.
Yeah, man. That's what you're using them for, right?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, they're nice guys.
Dude, Franz's photo in your book is insane.
It was a tough look. He was going for that tough, like, I'm a writer and don't even ask me to help you.
And I know that he's serious, too. Like, he wasn't doing it to be a joke.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at, man. It's on his MySpace, too. Oh, man.
He's holding his arms out.
Oh, man.
I've seen this photo. It's awkward.
I only got one thing to say. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
With
man.
The flannel, too, of course.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, he looks minging, dude.
Oh, man. He always looks minging. When have you ever seen Franz and said, damn, you look good today?
You know what he got for Christmas?
What?
Five flannel t-shirts. Five more flannel t-shirts.
Like he needs them. That's probably the best he looks because it's black and white, and I really can't see what he's wearing. But that's the best I've ever seen him look, really. Look how big his dick is, and it's not even hard, man. I would pay for that.
How much?
You looking at it?
Probably,
To have it on you?
Yeah. Well, no, because I do great with my own dick, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just love Gina Lynn looks at you and is like, so are you a grower?
Oh, yeah, by the way, man, man. If that gets out, dude, I am in deep, deep shit.
It was filmed for a DVD. Of course it's going to get out. You're acting like it's a secret between you and your buddies. No, it's a DVD for sale.
It seemed like it. I mean, we were having paintball and having fun, and I was like, cool, a girl's going to suck my dick. I forgot that she's a porn star.
Yo, Bam, you know the DVD that we're filming for that's released coming out in like a few months? Well, do you think anybody's going to know about it?
Yes! It's for sale at stores.
Yeah, what about people that don't buy porn? If you type up Novak/porn, would it come up?
Dude, you talk
you
the
never
one,
know.
You're giving it away now.
Well, the fact that you just gave it away is going to make it even worse.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's all a joke.
You talked the one girl into making her porno name Novak.
No, I
yeah, you did. Her name is Katie Novak in the porn.
Oh, great. That's great. That's my alibi.
Right.
It's her. It's that. That's the Novak. It's not me.
Well, you didn't come, dude. Travis had to be
they digitally put you in there.
Well, there's already a
with
Jan
small
Novak.
Dick.
There's a Jan Novak and a David Novak porn stars. I put in.
Oh, cool.
I put into Google here Novak porn. Katja Novak proudly shows her pure beauty.
I just love G telling the one girl that her taint was dry.
Jason Novak's doing straight eight porn. Jason Novak.
Do you think he would possibly use me as like one of those gay porn names? Did they use like
Carol
Bobby
Novak,
Big Dick,
gay DVD?
But you should be Mini Little Hard Dick.
Well, that's fine as long as it's not Mini Little Novak's hard dick.
Oh yeah, there's a war out there.
Do you keep forgetting that like your face is all over it though?
I just.
You're on the. It didn't. But my, pose for the cover shot.
I think you're on
you?
The cover
oh, yeah,
too.
No, nah, I can't be. I really can't be.
Call Bill Butler, dude.
You posed Bam. For the photo,
there's
Brandon.
There's a war going on.
Yeah,
I was.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
There's a paintball fight going on in the background. You go, oh yeah, there's a war going on, and I don't feel like getting shot.
Oh yeah,
sucked
he told me
day.
To say that. Oh man, I forget I'm on the radio.
Let's try to do it again. Feel it, ready?
No, because
there's a war going on. I don't feel like getting shot.
Cool friends that
yeah, suck
all
that
around
dick.
The world.
Ready? Close your eyes. Ready?
Okay,
yeah,
if,
there's
if
a war
I were
going
to do
on.
This is what I would say. If I were to do this, is what I would say. Okay.
What would you say?
Tell me again.
Oh yeah, there's a war going on, and I don't feel like getting shot. Suck that dick.
Oh, yeah, there's a war going on. I don't feel like getting shots who suck that dick.
Nah,
if I were
pauses.
Ever partake, that's what I would
there's
say.
There's more pauses in it. It's like, there's a
oh,
war.
Oh, boy.
And the thing is, Ben totally cons me into it because he knows I'll do anything when I come up here. So he's like, you want to come up for a paintball battle, guy?
Oh, wait, they're filming a threesome in the skate barn on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
I didn't invite you.
I'll come and watch.
You're not invited.
I'll just show up.
I'll change the gate code.
I'll climb it.
You'll climb the gate code?
I'll climb the gate. I can come watch.
You're not invited.
Why not?
Because you're having second thoughts.
About what?
We already filmed it, dude. It's already official. You already signed the paper.
I know. That's why I'm going to call Bill.
Play Scars on Broadway.
Give me a present push, Kevin.
All right, this Scar's on Broadway.
Yeah.
They say?
No. It's an acoustic one.
Where is it? Track 10?
Yeah, man.
All right, my man. Here we go. Track 10, Radio Bam Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, wait, no, it's not this.
Well, then what is it then?
I think it's 11. Sorry, just put me back on.
Radio Hello? Bam Sirius 28.
Take a call.
Oh, it might be 9, actually. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Dude, let's just deal with this. No, 9.
9 is it?
9.
This is 9.
That cheating got you all fucked up. Okay.
We got to find this, man.
I got it right here, 11.
Oh, no, it's 12. It's 12.
This is 12. A failure on your part. You're great, great at this. No
Try
one.
It. 12. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's, fuck, yeah. That's good. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction Scars on Broadway.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh yeah, Scars on Broadway. That was devoted for.
That was a good fucking song.
Well, that was devoted to Brandon Novak because he's gonna be in a porno coming out pretty soon.
No,
with Gina Lynn.
No, say that.
Yeah, it's probably coming out in about 2 to 3 months. Yeah, he's sending it outside. We're having a paintball fight.
Yeah. Someone dressed up to look like me. That's all it is. That's bullshit. You guys are all fucking lying.
They have a Carpe Diem tattoo on their stomach just like me. They have an idiot tattoo on their ass just like me.
And you?
They have a little mini hard dick just like me.
And you? It could have been you. You could have painted yourself up like me and did it.
Oh, yeah. Painted myself up just like you.
Fuck, man. I am so fucked.
I think you just had boots on and maybe a belt, too.
Okay. No, I had a shoestring on. She untied my shoestring.
Remember we put you up in the kayak naked and we pushed you down the rolling?
Yeah, and then we shot
you with a, yeah, we shot you with a paintball and you were so out of it. You were like, oh, fuck, man. I knew I was fucked up on the inside, but I didn't know I'd be bleeding green, damn. I'm like, it's not blood. It's a fucking paintball.
Oh, I got shot. I got shot by a paintball. Is that why it's all green? I thought I had green blood. I thought I was that minion on the inside.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I'm as sober as a fucking ox, boys and girls.
Yeah, with a Miller Lite in your hand.
Yeah. Wish was a Rod Jack on the rocks.
I mean, like, sober as that moment. Now I'm not sober because I'm drinking a Miller. See, right there I wasn't sober, but now I am because I'm not drinking one. It's not in my hand. Right, Bam? Novak Logic, Bam, come on.
This is like a soda. Beer is like a soda. Come on, man. Let's get soda. Real here. Man, you guys are just, you're speaking out of tongue.
Yeah, it's called a road soda, Bam, because I have to come from Baltimore, so that's a sick pack.
I'm doing 120 on the way here.
I measure distances in six packs, and Baltimore's about a six pack and maybe two more beers, so eight beers, total of eight, Bam. And if I'm really hammered, 9 or 10.
I drive great loaded, actually.
Tell that really to the cops.
Yeah. But you know what? As bad as fucked up shit I've done, Bill Butler has made it so I am not on probation, no court dates. I am free from the law.
All right.
If I go to jail, they'll let me out of my own recognizance. No bail or nothing.
Recognizance, is that a court word?
No, well, it's jail word. Yeah, it's court word. It's where they just let you out for free. Because you're not a big-time problem to the society.
Yeah. Is that right? I think we have to go soon.
I'm going to end it with
one more song. Well, this is a pretty long song, but you can keep us talking as you play it. So just go ahead and hit play.
Track 10.
Yeah. There's a band called Preston Swift that you missed. They were playing at the bar. They were pretty good. You miss a lot of good shows, Mon.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shows at the bar.
You need to put a, fuel pump in your yellow car so you can drive it back and forth.
But for so long, I felt awkward being here, but now me and Mr. Friends, I can come hang out more, and I will. That's the truth.
You coming to CKY?
Well, talk to Missy.
That's okay, right, Missy? We already are.
Because, you know what?
Yeah.
It's eight.
Bam, you are a fuck up today, babe.
Where's your...
No, it's not even that. It's
nine.
That's why I said nine.
What is wrong with you?
You said eight.
No, I said nine.
Rewind the tape.
You did.
There was no audio. Right. I went like
you
this with my
eight.
Hands.
You
man.
Didn't even hold hands up.
I didn't even go like this.
You,
like,
you said didn't eight. Hands you didn't
up.
Hold hands up.
Thank you. Uh-huh. What's wrong with you?
When you put it in, I went like this.
Hey, don't co-sign him, Stitch Titties.
I knew it was
what
nine.
What do you got on here?
Yeah, what do you got on
you
there?
You wear thongs.
Yeah, he's single again.
Fishy titties.
What?
You know how I used to drive my car all the time?
Yeah,
you
great.
You were talking about that. No, yeah. Did you ever fuck
but
it
I
up?
But I don't care about that.
No, I don't want you to look at my skirt, though.
Do you have thongs on or what?
Yeah. No.
Can I see them?
Thongs.
No underwear?
No.
No underwear?
I'm on granny panties right now.
Let me see them.
No.
From the back?
No. I know.
Come on, bitch!
I don't like my butt.
AKA Stingy Titties. Why don't you show me underwear?
No, I'm not Stingy Titties. Listen to what I did for my job.
What'd you do? Enough for your job. Did you suck someone off or something?
No, this is really weird.
You
my job, wait, listen, time out. My boss tells me that he has really good news to tell me. And I'm like, okay, so what could this news be? He's like, you have to come and see me. And I was like, see you where? So I'm driving home on 352 by the Grand Rome Mall, he's like, pull over. And I'm like, okay, hop two Vicodin. I'm like, what is this guy going to do? So he's like, you need to get my car. I was like, all right, no problem. He's like, I want you to touch my dick. And I was like, touch it? I was
did
like,
you do it?
I was like, I'll get there. Of course I did, because...
What? Why
are
you always stingy to a man?
Wait, listen.
His dick.
This is the weird part, idiot. This is what I'm trying to explain
to you.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you. This is the weird part. So he's been asking me to send him pictures of my boobs all the time, which I don't know why. And he sends me a picture of his dick. And so he makes me get in his car, and he's like, just take my dick out of my pants, and I'll tell you this news that I have about your job. Something. Oh, well, this is my career. I need to make that go somewhere.
I know how to get in your pants.
Did you ask on the date?
Promise me a job. No, this is the best part. All he made me do was literally, and it was the most awkward thing ever, and we're in Granite Run facing 352, so there's like 8,000 cars going by. All he made me do was take his dick out of his pants and pull it out.
Was it hard?
Yeah.
And I was like,
am I getting a raise? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, you got one. I was like, why am I not getting a raise?
You just got a raise?
And I'm like, what logic is this? I was like, put that thing away. And he's like, show me your tit, and I'll tell you the rest of the news. I said, no, all I had to do was pull your minging-ass penis out of your pants. That's all I did. I didn't even have to jerk it off.
I'll give you a raise right now if you pull my dick out. And I guarantee
what are you going to pay me in, needles?
I guarantee it's better news.
Needles?
I guarantee it's better news than what he gave you. I swear to God.
What's my good news?
I'm going to play like your boss.
Let's finish the rest of the song, and then we'll come back and then say bye. But this is Preston Swift. They just played at the Note, and they were pretty fucking good live. So here, let's crank it up.
kids. Holy Lord. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter on Sirius 28 Faction.
Well, that was pretty short, but that was Preston Swift. Novak was too busy trying to get Stingy Titty to SSD.
I know.
And find out what kind of granny panties he's wearing.
I bet you they are either white or cream or pink.
They have all those three colors in it.
I read girls like a book.
Are they stripes?
No, they're
no. It's probably spotted with little flowers.
You're such a panty guesser.
No, I get a lot of pussy.
I know.
And I fuck great, so why don't you want to fuck me?
It's me, Novak, the panty guesser.
You can't even get hard or finish.
But why don't we've never even got that far.
Just like the porno.
No, you're right.
So why?
We're not going to.
Why?
Because I'll look like Tree Man.
Who?
What?
Tree Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
haven't
heard
it. Yeah,
no, I haven't shaved. No, I did because Paul's home from Belgium.
Because you knew I was going to. The Belgian waffle guy. Get that. I don't even want to.
Dude, I saw him.
That dude's small.
I know.
He's, I bet you got a smaller dick than me.
No way. Nobody's a smaller dick than you.
You want a bad
dick?
No.
G does.
G does.
I measured him. You were 1 centimeter
soft
smaller.
Dicks right now. Let's measure up. Soft dick. Look how embarrassed he is. That's how embarrassed he is. I have the bigger dick than G.
And he is mega girthy. I don't know.
And he's fat and bigger.
No, not G. I'm talking about my boyfriend.
G's fat and bigger.
You're
with
fat
a smaller
bigger,
dick.
Man.
At least I'm skinny with a small dick.
Why do you wake up in the morning with that dick, man? I would just call it quits tonight.
That was one of those days.
People sleep with you because you know Bam. You know that, right?
Well, a lot of times, I don't time, give yeah. a fuck. At least I'm getting pussy.
Hey, I'm Bam Margera's roommate. You want me to do you? Yeah.
No, I don't. You have the game already.
No, your game is exactly
my game
that.
Works because no. I get in panties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, explain that to me.
And I am the panty guesser.
I can get how the can I just call your panties out if I don't get a lot
I
of
pussy? I have a t-shirt that says I survived Novak 2006. I survived Novak in 2006, and I will continue to survive
it. Yeah, you think so. After a few more drinks, I bet you won't.
It's me, Novak, the panty guesser.
The panty guesser.
The panty guesser.
What kind of panties does Missy have on right now?
I don't go there.
I do.
I do.
What do you hate most?
Why are you getting all these cigarettes?
Why are you wearing the ones I hate most? Why don't you just get rid of them if I hate them the most?
Let me see which ones you hate the most. I'm just curious. Oh, thanks.
Dude, they're so ming and pink and green. Ew, man.
That's a weird thought.
See, I think they're cute.
Are they like board shorts or thongs?
My dick just went in. Now I have a pussy. It went in.
So now Mandy,
don't ever say that again.
Mandy can give you the strap on and you can fuck him tonight that I bought her.
Remember you were supposed to, for $200, you were supposed to get humped with that thing.
I'll do it. You want
to
do it?
No. You were supposed to sit on it and go to the bar and watch the whole football game for 3 hours with it just in.
I could do it for 3 hours, but I could do it for an hour for $100, $200.
All right, we got to get going, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to end this with I Am Ghost. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later.
Yeah.
week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.